Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. I suppose for most of us, getting through the winter without catching cold at least once is quite an accomplishment. Well, here's hoping you and I both make it this year. But it's a good idea to keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand just in case you do catch cold. Do you know about Alka-Seltzer and the ABC cold comfort treatment? It goes like this. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it to relieve the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. B, be wise, take care of yourself. And C, comfort. Comfort a raw, irritated throat by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve 2 tablets in 1/4 glass of warm water and gargle. Believe me, Alka-Seltzer and the ABC cold comfort treatment can help you feel better while you're getting better. Remember that, won't you? Add comfort to your cold treatment with Alka-Seltzer. The medicine that's so refreshing.
Gee willikers, Molly. I don't see why you're blaming me. Just because Kramer stacks his alarm clocks so they fall down if you look at them.
That pyramid of alarm clocks was 4 feet tall, McGee. Why did you have to pick out the bottom one?
Well, I just wanted to set it. Was stopped, and I wanted to set.
Oh, skip it. I give up. Now, I have to go in the Bonton here and buy some stockings, and please don't touch anything in there.
Touch anything? In the stocking department? Why, I'd be too embarrassed to... I wouldn't think of it.
Oh, stop it, silly. You're impossible.
Sure. Look, you go on and buy your nylons. I'll wait outside here, on the sidewalk. I like to just stand around and watch human nature go by.
Well, will you stay right here and don't wander away somewhere and get in trouble?
Get into trouble? For Pete's sake, Molly, what kind of trouble could a guy get into just standing here waiting?
I don't know, but don't surprise me, please.
Criminy, the way you talk, anybody'd think I'm a child or something. I said the way you talk, anybody'd think I'm a child.
I know, I heard you. Well, I'll be back in about 1/2 hour then. Meet you right here. Don't talk to any strangers or anything. See you in 1/2 hour and be good.
Okay, Tootsie. Well, I'll just buy myself 2 cents worth of salted peanuts here. And I'll just lean against this light post a while and watch the world go by. Sure see some amusing types of people. Doggone peanut machine stuck. Come on, give out, you penny-stealing monster.
What's the matter, sonny? Get your finger caught trying to snitch peanuts?
Oh, hi, Fatso. I put a penny in this dad-ratted machine and nothing's coming out.
Yeah, you too?
Yeah.
That happens to me about once a week. Like it or not, sonny, you're just stuck for a penny.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see about that. There's a sticker on here that says who owns these mechanical pocket pickers. Let's see. Ajax Penny Peanuts. That's what it says.
So you're going to call your congressman and have them investigate?
No, sir. I'm going to call this guy Ajax and tell him to get over here on the double and give me the peanuts I paid for. That's who I'm going to call.
Oh, if this isn't the silliest thing.
Walk over here to the phone booth with me, and I'll show you who's not going to push me around when I know I'm right, which when I put in pennies and get no peanuts, by George, you know I'm. When I said if he didn't get over here in 10 minutes to give me my peanuts, I was going to bust that machine open with a rock, he quieted right down, boy. Quick.
Oh, yes. You got a fine, big, brave mouth, all right.
Betcha.
On the telephone, that is.
What do you mean, on the telephone? I got a brave mouth any place when I'm right, wise guy. I promised Molly I wouldn't get into any trouble, and I won't. But nobody's going to cheat me up.
Hold it. There's your man pulling up across the street there now. The panel truck. See it?
Ajax Penny Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him. I told you I'd get some action, didn't I? All I want is just my pennies worth of peanuts, like I paid for... Ooh, look at the size of that guy. Ooh.
Oh, he is a big one.
Mm.
Well, I've got to get on over to the hospital, my boy. I'd like to stay and watch, but
no.
I can't stand the sight of blood.
No.
Call me if anything...
No, wait. Hey, Doc! fine big fat friend he is. Oh, this big ape will murder me. What am I? Gee whiz.
Hey, Bob. You.
Me? Oh, say, you're from the peanut machine company, aren't you? Sure glad you got here.
Huh?
There was a guy trying to break this machine open. He had a big rock, and he was going to bust it. I said, you can't do that. And I grabbed him, and we struggled, but he got away.
Yeah, he phoned us up. That's why the boss sent me over here. He told me to break a couple of arms on the guy. Hey, you tried to hold him for us, huh? You wouldn't let him bust the machine, huh?
No, sir. He ran down that alley there if you want to chase him.
Nah, as long as the machine's okay, that's my job. Thanks a lot for protecting it first, Bub.
Oh, well, shucks, I...
Yeah, guess. I'd like to give you a reward for that. Yeah, here. Have yourself a penny's worth of peanuts. Free. Go on. Hold your hands under.
Huh? Okay, I don't mind if I do. I got some coming. If you got some coming down the chute there, sure.
Now, let me see. How'd the boss say to... Oh, yeah. Set the handle. Then thump it twice. There you are.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. You didn't even use a penny.
No. Me and the boss, we know all the tricks.
Yeah.
Thanks again for looking after the machine. See you around sometime.
Yeah.
Hey, he's cute.
I told Doc Gamble I'd get my penny's worth of peanuts. And I told Molly I'd stay out of trouble, too. She's been gone 10 minutes already, so I only got 20 minutes to go, and boy.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Now, set the handle like this. Then he thumped the machine on top here, twice, like this. Boy, this is fun. To stand here eating peanuts, keeping out of trouble like I promised Molly I would. All the pennies people put in here without getting peanuts about time.
Sign the petition, mister. Getting a petition signed by all thinking voters. Sign here.
Sure, sis. I'm a kind of a thinking type voter. You got a peanut? You want a peanut? You got a pen? Thanks. My wife will be here in 10 minutes. Maybe she'll sign, too. What's the petition for? Lower taxes?
No. We're petitioning the mayor to appoint that fearless champion of the people, Alderman Harper Crudley, to fill the vacancy on the police commission.
Alderman Crudley? Oh, lady, do you know that guy Crudley?
Well, certainly. He's one of
the... He's the worst crook in the city hall, and that's not easy, either.
What? Why, I'll have you know
vacancy
that
on the police commission? Why, that guy Crudley couldn't fill the vacancy in an empty cistern.
Well, I'll have you know, sir, that Alderman Crudley is a fine, upstanding civic official.
Look, lady, somebody's misled you bad. No kidding. Just ask anybody. Anybody on the street, even. Just ask... Hey, mister. Hey, you there.
Who, me? You call me?
Now, I don't wish to argue
look,
with you.
Look,
now...
you look like an average voter, huh?
I guess you might say that. Why?
What do you think of Alderman Crudley?
That crook?
What? No, oh, Charlie! Charlie, come over here.
The guy with a string of slot machines in the county?
Yeah, that's him. That's a guy.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for him for dog
piss. Who's got a string of slot machines in the county? Alderman Crudley? That's a lie.
Of course it is. He sold them all a month ago.
Oh, yeah? Well, who'd he sell them to?
Well, I hear it. He sold them to your sister. That's who.
Yeah.
You keep my mother out of this.
Hey, now don't shove me, man.
Hey, now, slug him, Charlie. Don't let him talk that way. Come on.
Get out of here. Coming through, please. Out, please. Coming through.
Better get over here by the peanut machine and keep out of trouble like I promised Molly. I don't know.
Break it up, break it up. Come on now, break it up, I said.
Boy, they better break it up. He's not kidding, that guy. Look at him.
All right, go on now, Peter, all of you. Get moving, that's it. Shove along there. Come on.
No, officer. We were just...
Go home, lady, or I'll run you in. And you two hoodlums there, get up out of the gutter. I'm taking you both to the station.
Gee, officer, I'm just on my lunch hour. I got to get back to work.
I got work to do, too.
Shut up. Come along, both of you now.
Hey, now, wait, gee, I was just passing by. Some guy asked me what I thought about Alderman Gridley. I didn't know.
Tough luck, poor guy. Well, I guess I'll just have myself some more peanuts. Molly will be along any minute, and she'll be proud of me for staying out of trouble.
Sweetheart.
Oh, hi, kiddo.
Half an hour, just like I told you, right on the nose. Is everything all right?
Oh, sure, fine. Here, let me carry your package for you. Car's down this way.
Well, what'd you do with yourself while I was gone? Anything?
Oh, no, just stood around. Doc Gamble stopped by. Talked to him a while. Put a penny in the peanut machine. Some woman came along and asked me to sign a petition. I didn't sign it. Just a dull half hour.
Well, you're mighty sweet to wait for me. And I'm glad you kept out of trouble.
Well, there's not much trouble a guy can get into in 30 minutes anyhow, Tootsie. Unless he went hunting for you.
Oh, I don't know. Some people do. Say, do you know that when I came out of the Bon Ton, a policeman was loading two men in a patrol wagon? Fighting, he said. Imagine that. Grown men fighting on the street.
It's disgraceful. Right here in Wistful Vista. Come on, here's the car.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it, T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
Package on the hall table, sweetheart. Oh, I almost forgot. I picked up something for you at the Bon Ton for being such a good boy.
Oh?
It's here in the bag with the... Yes, here it is. A pound of salted peanuts.
Gee, thanks. Well, I won't eat them right now, though. It might spoil my dinner. But thanks, Molly. So long, everybody.
Bye. See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The officer was played by Bill Thompson, Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan, the woman by Gail Bunny, and the mug by Jack Moyles. This is John Wall saying, see you tomorrow.
Weekdays, listen to The Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.